I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And I tell you what, we got some interesting things to talk about this week. Not a plethora of things, but we do have a few, and those few are interesting. Let's go straight into the tech news. First of all, though, of course, let me remind you that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and all the other podcasts and netcasts that are part of the Tech Podcast Network. You know, it's an interesting thing about podcast and netcast. Podcast is more generally accepted, but netcast, to me, just seems to make more sense. A broadcast covers a wide area, like what you cover with a TV station or a radio station. A netcast is talking about covering the internet. A podcast makes it sound like it's only on an iPod. And I know a lot of you watch the netcast on your Droid, like I do, or on your TV at home by going over the Roku box. Lots of other ways. iTunes on your computer. I mean, there's just lots of ways to get netcasts. So there you go. So that's why I call them netcast. You can call them Fred if you want to. I don't know why you would, but you might want to. It's perfectly okay with me. Yes. Anyway, the thing about it is we've got stuff for you, as we always do. And since I mentioned the Roku box, let me mention that Roku is one of our sponsors. And, of course, we want to give them a thumbs up because they do such an amazingly cool job with their technology. I've got a Roku box that I got for Christmas, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Actually, I got it for my birthday, which is very close to Christmas. So sometimes I forget which present I got when. As long as it's tech and it blinks and is all kinds of computery looking, then I just am for it. You know what I mean? Anyway, the Roku box is awesome. If you've been planning on getting one, then you need to go, just like it says right here, right in this little area here on the screen, go to drbill.cc, drbill.cc, click on the Roku ad outlined in red, go to their site, buy a Roku box, and it'll help the netcast. That's a good thing. You're planning on getting one anyway. Might as well. They start at $59.95. I mean, come on. You know, go to the movies, get some popcorn and a drink. You're pretty close to getting it, you know what I mean? It's kind of sad, actually, but anyway, that's a whole other story. Let's go into the tech news. We're looking at restrictions that are coming to cloud storage. Sad to say, so many sites have offered unlimited storage online, and, you know, 50% increase in the past year in people that are taking advantage of online storage. So the vendors are going like, dude, they're eating up all our disk space. And you know what? Disk costs real money. Yeah, I know, because I put a lot of disk in a lot of machines, and they do cost real money. But at any rate, since they do, of course, the fees are going to go up, you know, supply, demand, that kind of thing. So get ready for it. It's coming. And if you got a great deal, hang on to it, because that cloud storage, I really like it. I think it's awesome. Next item, the end of the Apple server biz. Now, whoopee-doo, I didn't care about Apple servers. I came that close to getting one time because I wanted to work with video and wanted to stream video, and I thought, well, maybe I should buy an Apple server and blah, blah, blah. You know, I ended up finding other ways of doing it, as you can tell. But at any rate, so I didn't get an Apple server, and apparently a lot of other people didn't either. So their server biz just kind of dried up. Know what I mean? So goodbye to the Apple server. The last order for a server will not be accepted beyond January 31st, which has come and gone. So no more Apple servers. Oh, well. Next item. This is an interesting item because you know I'm a big LibreOffice fan. I really like LibreOffice. I like that it's totally free, free from corporate influence, free from the evil minions of greed. Actually, I'm all for capitalism and greed in its place. But at any rate, OpenOffice, you know, has been kind of steered by Sun, which was bought by Oracle, and Oracle didn't know what to do with it, and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. So, the Document Foundation was created to free OpenOffice and make it Libre or free, and they have done so. And actually, they've improved it. They've added features. So, it's not just a direct port of OpenOffice. They took the source code and then they improved on it. And so LibreOffice is actually quite cool. And the article that I linked to here on the blog on drbill.cc talking about a review of LibreOffice and that it beats OpenOffice by this much. PJ Connolly, who writes for eWeek, wrote a review, and I really encourage you to go read that review because he talks about new features in the Linux Ready release, including wider document format support, SVG, scalable vector graphics import into Draw and Writer, enhanced presentation support, and improved Save As feature, all kinds of other features you need to take advantage of. So like I said last time, go download LibreOffice. Show your support. Okay? Do it. Oh, the next thing, of course, as the drum roll tells you, is Geek Software of the Week. The Geek Software of the Week this week, I really like. Now, let me tell you the dilemma. The dilemma is this. PDFs are ubiquitous. There's that word again. You know, I used to talk about in one of the netcasts, a few netcasts back, about ubiquitous Wi-Fi. Well, there's a lot of things that are ubiquitous. And one of those things is PDF files are PDF files. English is just such a weird language. Anyway. Portable document format PDF, pioneered by Adobe, and you can get a free Adobe Reader. It's free, yes, but it is huge, monstrously huge. It eats up your computer with its largeness. Okay, I'm exaggerating a bit, but at any rate, it is clunky. It's gotten so big. Now, the latest versions are better than, like, version 7 and 8. Version 9 and what, 10? Is 10 out yet? I don't know. Anyway, I don't know because I don't use it. I've been using Foxit Reader. That's what I've been recommending. But I have uninstalled Foxit Reader, and I've uninstalled Adobe, and guess what I'm using out? Yeah, you guessed it, the Geek Software of the Week. This is a free and open source PDF viewer, dude, and it's awesome, and so small. You won't believe how small this thing is. I downloaded it and thought, did that download mess up? It can't be that fast. Oh, yes, it was. Then I installed it, and it was like, bloop. And I'm like, it can't have installed that fast, but oh, yes, it did. And then I used it, and it was just so clean and simple and fast. Whoa, this thing's awesome. So what is it you say? I knew you'd ask. It is Sumatra PDF. Sumatra PDF. It is available on a link that I have on the website. The link is actually kind of long. It's blog.kowalskik.info/software/sumatra-pdf/free-pdf-reader.html. It's easier just to remember drbill.cc and read the article on the Geek Software of the Week. And there's a link there that says Sumatra PDF, a small free PDF viewer for Windows. Click that and you can get it. I'll also have a link in the show notes for this episode. Okay? So you can get it very easily. And I'd encourage you, just uninstall whatever you got and install this. It's not shiny like a lot of applications with all kinds of fancy widgets and stuff. But see, that's what I like. It's just clean and simple and small. And it just works. Dude. So go check it out. You'll like it. Okay. Also, I've had some great comments on YouTube about some of the more recent netcasts. There have been some very helpful comments on there, and I appreciate it. So keep those comments coming and keep subscribing via YouTube. Matter of fact, all the places you can subscribe, there's just so many, you just can't miss the netcast. Like what, you might ask? Well, if you look on the website, drbill.cc, you look over on the right-hand side, scroll down just a bit, you'll find social networking. You'll find a link to the Dr. Bill YouTube channel, to the following me on Twitter, to the Facebook page. Come on, folks, join the Facebook group. There's only a few folks there. Makes me feel lonely. I can hear the, you know, the crickets chirping. Chirp, chirp, chirp in the background. Come on, join up. Anyway, you can also find me on LinkedIn, on Vimeo, and blip.tv. Yes. blip.tv. Matter of fact, the blip feed is kind of interesting. It's just drbilltv.blip.tv. How many TVs do you need? At any rate, you can also go to drbill.tv, drbill.tv, and you can always watch me there on the netcast. Whew. And of course, there's iTunes. Man, Blueberry. Wow. TechPodcast.com. Podfeed. I mean, there's just so many places you can get Dr. Bill. I'm just a popular guy. What can I say? Anyway, that's it for this week. I told you there was a few kind of short things, but mostly I just wanted to check in with you and see how you were doing. You okay? Good. Oh, did you notice I'm in my living room again? I do that. I just kind of migrate around. Not because the office is all messed up or anything. It's fine, but I just felt like a change of venue. You know what I mean? So, there you go. Anyway, that's why the lighting is a little odd. Don't let that bother you. Bothers me a little, but don't let it bother you. Anyway, until next time, the doctor is out of here.